writing, my writing down. Writing, my writing down. I'm writing, my writing down.
Hello, this is Kathleen Jones in Writing My Writing Down, where we get writing done by writing down what we're writing, reading, and watching every day. So I had this nightmare that Aaron, who's my podcast manager, called me this morning and was like, okay, you need to start doing the video podcast versions now. Like, I need to put the first one up on YouTube today. And I was like, what are you talking about, Aaron? And I guess in the nightmare, we'd had some production meeting where Aaron had told me that she did all this research and that I should start filming my recordings of the podcast and putting them on YouTube. Some of my favorite podcasters do that. Jennifer Fulweiler does it with This Is Jen. But I was like, Aaron, I'm in no shape to be on camera. I haven't showered in a while. I don't know even where my makeup bag is. I don't think this is a good idea. But I went on camera looking like I do now. I'll take a photo and post it in stories, but it's not cute. I just did the video looking so haggard, and then Aaron put it up and she was like, this is great content, it's gonna be great. Oh, what a nightmare. That's so silly, because Aaron doesn't talk like that. She would never make me do it, and I would never do it. I would just be like, Aaron, no, I'm not doing that. But I guess in my dream I had to get more listeners or something, I don't know. Luckily for you, this is an audio only experience. And also luckily for you, I took a nap today. So this is the third time I'm recording this episode. The first two times I was not coherent and I just shut it down and I took a nap, which is how I woke up thinking, aha, I know the topic for today. And the topic is, good things come to those who rest. Oh man, it reminds me of one of my favorite passages in Psalms, which is, I don't know, I'm going to paraphrase it badly. I should have looked it up first, but it's basically, you know, you who toil and labor all the day are silly because God pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. That's the phrase I remember. He pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. I think there's something to that, that going to sleep is a gift and you wake up feeling refreshed and there's just kind of new ideas popping out of your brain. And those are the gifts that God has poured into your brain while you slumbered. Like for this episode, I had a different episode topic in mind. I didn't know what I was really saying. And then I woke up and I just thought, you know what? There is a lot of pressure out there right now to like hop back into the world. If you're fully vaccinated, then it's time to return to work and go back to the office and see friends for drinks and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, the silent but mighty of us who are not ready for life to return to normal, not ready to leave the cocoon of our comfy home, that if you're like me, you just, you know, went ham on Amazon and Target and just made your home like the coziest cave. And that's how you coped with the pandemic. I'm not ready to leave it. I'm not ready to hustle. I'm comfy, and I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm taking naps, and they're saving my life. I just want this to be your encouragement for today. Good things come to those who rest. I heard something that when you sleep, that's when your brain gets rid of all of the debris that collects, almost like a car wash. So if you're not thinking clearly and you take a little nap, your little car wash brain cells, I don't know, obviously, I should have looked this up too, but they sort of take care of your brain and then good ideas can sort of rise to the top. Okay, here are some gifts that rest brings to you. The first gift is coffee. I know people tend to associate coffee with what you drink when you don't have enough rest. Like, oh, I'm exhausted, I need a cup of coffee to get through the day. And that's true. But there's also a distinct pleasure in having a really good rest, like a long night's sleep or a quick afternoon nap. And then the coffee after that is like a reward for your soothed body. Like when I have coffee when I'm dead tired, it's like pouring gasoline onto a fire. Is how it feels. When I have coffee when I'm rested, it's like this beautiful, gentle alarm clock just going through my body, like, time to wake up now. I'm delicious. So that's the first gift for those who rest, is like a beautiful cup of coffee. The next gift for those who rest is good ideas. I just have more ideas when I am sleeping well. When you're not sleeping, you sort of go into, at least I do, fight or flight mode, where everything's an emergency and I'm not really capable to take care of any of it. But rest resets all of that and helps you just have the mental clarity to come up with a new idea or see things in a different way. The third gift for those who rest is good health. Man, there's this myth out there of the writer who just stays up all night and works and smokes cigarettes and, you know, drinks a whiskey and like pounds through a script at 3 a.m. I don't know her. That's never been me. For me to work at my best, I have to be well rested. It's like, and I don't know why we expect that of artists. We wouldn't expect that of athletes. We wouldn't be like, oh, LeBron James, he's the best basketball player in the world. He just stays up all night and takes bad care of his body and plays peak basketball. Like, there's no way. The expectation is that if you want to perform at an elite level, that you're taking care of your body, mind, and spirit. And rest is the foundation of taking care of your body. And if you want to be writing at an elite level, you got to be taking naps. You can quote me on that. You can say, this writing podcast I listened to said that if I want to write at an elite level, I need to take more naps. And who am I to be talking about writing at an elite level? I don't think I write at an elite level. I certainly wouldn't put that on a business card. But I aspire to it. And I read a lot about people who do things at elite levels, and I sort of try to file that advice away for later. But I think you need to take a nap. I think if LeBron James gets good sleep every... Why am I talking about LeBron James? I did not look this up. I'm assuming that athletes get good sleep. And my point to you is you should also get good sleep, because it's good for your body, and what's good for your body is good for your mind and is going to help you write better. The fourth gift of rest, and, you know, this comes with the three foster kids that are, you know, burrowing into my home with such delight, is that when you rest, when you're well rested, you like the people you live with again. Sorry. I don't mean to be so telling the truth so baldly, but that's the way it is. It's just that, and I see this, you know, I have a 2-year-old. He's like cranky and fussy and overtired. And then I put him to bed. He wakes up. He's just like a little cherub. He's just a little angel baby. And I have not matured so much in the 28 years since I was his age. When I am overtired and cranky, I'm difficult. I just, you know, dislike everybody, I'm critical, I'm just a mess. And then put myself to bed like I'm a 2-year-old, and then I wake up, and I just like everybody again. I'm excited to see everybody. I circle back around to the first gift of like, a nice cup of coffee, these beautiful children, my loving husband, what a beautiful day. And that's the gift of sleep. I don't have some kind of miraculous positive attitude. I just gotta obey the realities of this body and sleep. So I encourage you to sleep. That's what I encourage you to do. If you have bad ideas and nothing's coming, just take a nap. Just put yourself out of the game for a little bit and then get back in it after you've rested and you've car washed your brain. Yeah, I'm obviously not a medical expert. Don't take any of this advice you know, as if it's the gospel, but I do think you should rest. That's what I think. I think you'll find that good things start happening after you start taking naps and getting 8 hours a night. And that's my show for today. I am writing the first pass of my episode for my writers group fiction podcast, which is called The Make a Difference Dancing Delights. We're still just writing it, and then we'll pitch the show and hopefully get a producer. And so we're, you know, many moments away from producing or something to promote or whatever. But we're just in the writing stage. But man, is it so fun. It is so fun to collaborate with other writers, and I'm just loving it. So I'm writing my first draft script after my outline got the green light. I'm still reading Wild Seed by Octavia E. Butler, and I'm so excited. Amazon is adapting it into a TV show written by one of my other favorite novelists, who I think I've recommended on the show, and if I haven't, I will, because she's amazing, Nnedi Okorafor. She's adapting it for Amazon. She has her own series of just really amazing, amazing books. I really can't wait to see that show. That's what I'm writing, reading, and what I'm watching Formula One Drive to Survive on Netflix, which they recommended because I watched The Crew, which is about NASCAR. I am not a car fanatic, but all of a sudden these shows came into my life and now I'm completely obsessed. Formula One Drive to Survive is really, really fun. It's just a really fun reality show, and if you get into it, please let me know, because I'm dying to have a friend who I can text about it with. All right, and that's my show. And speaking of rest, I just want to say the formula of writing, reading, and watching every day is like one part work, two parts rest. Reading and watching is a form of rest and rejuvenation. So I feel like that's a good balance. I just want to put that out there. You know, one part work, which is the writing, but then two parts resting and rejuvenating and enjoying other people's amazing ideas or amazing car races, as the case may be. Thank you, Aaron, for editing this episode. Our outro music is by Alexa Marino on Spotify at Alexa Marino Music. Aaron, the podcast manager, is at Aaron Radar on Instagram and Twitter. And I'm at Hello Kathleen J on Instagram and Twitter. And the podcast is at Writing My Writing Down on Instagram. I would really love it if you would leave a review. Seriously, please leave a review, because it really helps other people find the podcast. And I think we're making pretty good stuff. I think the advice to take more naps is pretty stellar and more people should hear it. So please leave a review. Please share this episode with a friend and reach out to let me know what you're writing this week. All right. Have a good day. Get a little shut eye, and I'll talk to you next time. Take it away, Alexa Marino.
Up and get out of bed. I've gotta tell these stories in my head. All these words are works of art. It's always hardest right before you start. So I'm writing.